This podcast contains adult content and language you might find offensive, so discretion is advised. Are you telling others that you're a virgin, or as I like to call it, a verified V, even though you're not? It could be you're lying to your parents or your friends, your community, society, or even worse, your partner. Are you lying to this person or these people and feeling guilty about that lie? If so, keep on listening. Welcome to the first episode of Girl Talk, Real Talk. My name is Faiza Ramouni of Expired and Fabulous, and I'm here to help get you right, get them right, and get it right. The it, of course, is love, and that love starts with you, of course. If somebody else came to mind, it's like, the fuck? You need to be listening to this podcast, okay? You are subscribed to the right place, all right? Now, I am so excited to even be starting this because I've wanted to do it for the longest time and I always kind of psyched myself out of it. I don't really know why. I guess we'll explore that as we continue going on, because as I help you grow, I grow too, all right? With over a decade of experience as a relationship advisor and way too many years of fuck-ups, I feel like it's my responsibility to share that knowledge with all of you in the hopes of helping you have better navigation through your journey. You know, I wish I would have had that, and I really didn't, especially not from the Muzrab perspective. For those of you who are not familiar with my work, I have my own terminology, and Muzrab is a person who is a Muslim Arab. Get it? Muzrab. I know. I impress myself on a daily. I really do. Now, as I said, for all of you who may be discovering me for the first time, I started as a Muzrab relationship advisor. Again, Muzrab is what I nickname a Muslim Arab, you know? So when I started giving relationship advice, it started mostly within my community. It was kind of a very private club. When I took my heartbreak journey and my two cents to social media, I opened the door to meeting so many different people, and my clientele grew to many other cultures, faiths, and sexual orientations, which is just unbelievable, really. And hearing so many dynamic stories across the world from all walks of life has shown me a great many issues that we face, and it's very universal. And I really wanted to highlight that in the subjects that we discuss here. So we're going to really get down to the nitty gritty, talk about a lot of different things, many things that'll be very taboo, especially from a Muzrab perspective, considering that we're not supposed to have brains, apparently. So it's like, hold on, you have one? I mean, it's the hard truth. So let's get into today's episode. All right. Today's question is, dear Faiza, should I feel bad about lying to my family, friends, and partner about not being a virgin as a Muzrab woman? Now, this question's one that I get asked literally, guys, like on a daily. So there's no better way to start this podcast and kind of pop the podcast cherry. Get it? You know what I mean? Then to be able to answer this question for all of those who I can't individually get to. And here's the thing. There might be some who even hear this question and say, what the fuck? Who cares about that? You know, whether you are or you're not a virgin. But it's a big issue when you're Muzrab, all right? It's a big issue when you're Muzrab. So this question's very common because it is that much of an issue within our culture and our community. It's a problem. It really is. Because a woman in this culture and many others like it are valued by their V card, you know, whether they're or not, they're a verified V. They're valued by that. Their family's reputation lies on her V card. Her ability to find a husband lies on her V card. Her ability to be respected by everybody lies on her V card. I mean, in many ways, it's like her sole identity. Now, whenever any woman asks me whether or not they should be feeling bad about the fact that they're lying about being a virgin when they're not, my answer is always, fuck no. You know, you shouldn't feel bad for lying to anybody outside because it's nobody's fucking business whether you are or you're not. But you should feel bad that you feel you have to lie in the first place. Like, why is that something to be ashamed of? Is it something within yourself, or is it something with the person asking? Now, the only way you can really figure that out is by looking at the asker of that question. Let's break down the three people that were mentioned, right? The family, the friends, and partner. Well, let's just break those three people down. Why would your parents want to know that piece of information to even ask you a question like that? What would it matter if you are or you're not? What is it their business? If they want to have the talk, whatever that is, I mean, then sure. But very rarely would a parent feel they need or even want to know that. If they find out because they find a condom or they barge in, you know, heard the bed squeaking or found your birth control, then, well, it was nice knowing you. So, like, if they walk in or any of those circumstances where they find out, yeah, it's natural you may find yourself in a conversation with your parents discussing what happened, or are you being safe and you're taking care of yourself and just monitor the downstairs area, you know, kind of thing. So, and sometimes not even. Sometimes some parents will just walk away and act like it never happened. They just had a spurt of amnesia. Nothing ever happened, and they just go on with their life, putting on a smile, and there. But I don't really know of a reason a parent would ever feel they would need to know that. You know, if a parent wants to ask their child that question for whatever reason, it's entirely up to that kid whether or not they even want to be honest about that. You know, it's their choice. It's a very intimate question. This is a very intimate question, and that requires a complete respect of that person's right to their privacy. Just as I'm sure your parents would have wanted the same fucking shit in their life. So should you feel badly about lying to your parents about being a verified V when you're not? I don't know why they would even want to know that. I mean, I would highly say that if you're feeling guilty about that, and throughout this entire podcast, as long as I'm on here doing this, I'm always going to be asking you the questions to really kind of push you into thinking and answering this yourself. All right? I want you to ask yourself, why would your parents need to know this? Unless you were a victim of something, right? And your parents are trying to sit down and have a conversation, always be honest. Always be honest. And hopefully you're met with understanding and respect. But if that is not the circumstance, what do they need that information for exactly? I would just want to know for what? What's like, at what point do you just sit down like, Samira, I just want to know. So have you ever had anyone shish kebab? This is their shish, your kebab? No? Okay, very good. Like, what? So hopefully it's getting you to wonder what's the reason and the circumstance and why it's being asked. Why is it a question on the table? Why? So if you can answer that, then you can wonder whether or not you should be feeling guilty about it, because that's a question that's a very private one. So I wonder, what's the purpose behind why it's being asked? That's what you should really evaluate there, whether or not you should or should not feel bad. Now let's move on to friends, okay? You should not have to, but you should be able to be real with your friends. So you should feel badly about having to lie to your friends about being a virgin when you're not, because yes, you should be able to share that with your friends with no judgment, no criticism, no witchery or anything hanging around, people trying to betray each other, use that information to get, that shouldn't happen. Those are not friends. Friends don't do that shit. Friends don't do that shit. And friends don't judge each other off of that. You know, if you gave your V card to somebody, you are lucky in the sense that you made that decision yourself. There are many people who don't have a decision in the matter. You made a decision. I'm choosing to share myself with this person. And that in itself is beautiful. I mean, many times I look back at, you know, the person I gave my V card to, and it's like, whew, girlfriend. You know... It's all right, you know, and that's it. There is no, but at the end of the day, I mean, we all have that moment, right? Right? You know, don't leave me standing here alone here, folks. But I do feel very blessed in that I made the decision. I chose that person. A lot of us may have given our V card to people we're like, ooh, guy, yikes. All right. many times. Many, many people out there are like this, you know? But at least you made the decision to do it. If you can't share that information with your friends and you have to be lying about it because of fear of judgment or criticism, or they'll look differently at you because of what society or your faith or your community or your family thinks of it, it's like, those don't really sound like the friends that you should have, you know? You should go find friends who aren't judging you by your V-card, because what's the shame in sharing yourself with someone? So it really comes down to, what is there to be ashamed of in lying to your friends about this? You got to ask yourself this. Why am I lying to my friends about this? What's wrong with what I did? What, did you commit a murder? I mean, what did you do? So if you have to feel ashamed of that and you can't share that with your friends, again, like, you're sharing, it's coming from you. You can't share that with your friends and you have to lie about it for fear of judgment or criticism or feeling like degraded by it. I mean, probably sounds like you should be making some new friends, because friends aren't going to be judging you by that, because, okay, and well, what's the problem? You shouldn't have to hide who you are in front of your friends. A friend is someone who's kind and loving and compassionate, understanding and loyal. They love and accept you for you no matter what. If you have to lie to your friends, all right, or feel disingenuous because you're afraid your friend or friends are going to judge, criticize, or belittle you, then those are not friends and you don't owe them the truth at all. You deserve to give them your back. All right, smooth sails, Godspeed to you. Goodbye. Find new friends, okay? Real friends. Friends who won't give a fuck if you're a verified V or not. So should you feel bad for lying to your friends? You should feel bad to yourself for having to even lie to them, because you have a very distorted understanding of what friends are. You got to know what it means to be a friend, because real friends you should be able to share that kind of information with. No judgment. And they would never ask you in any judgmental way, because they wouldn't even make that a subject of conversation, because it's none of their fucking business. That's why. That's real friends. Friends mind their business, you know? Like, that's yours. If you want to share it with me, sure. I'll be open here with open arms, open understanding, listening to you. And if you need advice, I'll give it to you. And if you just need me to listen, then I'll shut the fuck up and I will just listen. It's none of my business. It doesn't change how I look at you. Because what the fuck? It's not like you just said you were a murderer. You're no longer a verified V. Okay? Why are you treating it like the fucking plague? Now, lastly, let's move on to your partner, all right? Should you feel bad lying to your partner about being a verified V when you're not? Yes, you should feel badly for lying. To yourself, that's who you should feel badly about lying to. You. Why do they need to know that? Let me tell you the reason your partner may need to know that information, okay? The only reason. Because you guys have been together, you're trying to get intimate, and he wants to respect your boundaries. He realizes you don't want to cross a certain line, and he wants to respect that. Therefore, he would ask, hey, is everything good? That is your responsibility to share. Hey, honey, just want to let you know, I am a verified V, and I intend on saving myself for marriage. Shish kebabbing's not going to be on the table there. You're right with that, you know, Sofiane? Okay, cool. Well, there we go. Let's put it out there. There's no shame in that. Whether you are or are not a verified V, there's no shame in that. The shame comes in the question even being asked. That's the truth. With friends, as I said, you share that. Friends don't add that on the table because it's none of your friends' fucking business. Unless you want to put it on the table. That's your decision. But your partner coming out to ask you that question is very inappropriate. The shame comes in the question, with that one exception that I just gave, where you and your partner are trying to be intimate, they realize something's up, and they're like, hey, what's up? Is everything okay? It's always important for you to communicate that with your partner. What's up? You know, don't leave somebody in the dark. Doesn't mean share too much, but share enough that you're comfortable with, where someone doesn't feel like they're in the dark. All right, nobody likes to be in darkness, guys. We've all been there. I mean, that shit is hard. And there's nothing more lonely. So, I mean, if you're going to choose to be in a relationship with somebody, you got to choose to communicate at whatever level you're comfortable with, enough that a person doesn't feel like they're in a dark. Other than that, there should be absolutely no reason why he would need to know that information. Why? What would the answer mean to him? Because here's the hard truth, okay? Your V card, or lack thereof, is none of their fucking business. With the exception of the one example I gave, other than that, I would sincerely want to know why this information is so important to your partner. That's something you should be questioning right now. Now, for most Rabs, this is a very normal conversation to have with a girlfriend or somebody your family's introducing you to, your fiance, your wife, because many are raised by this, like, fucking mentality that if she has her hymen, then you say hi, man. You know, it's like, sir, sit down. Can you think of anything more prehistoric? Like, seriously, these are the guys who only value a woman based on her V card. Like, let's be real. You don't want the guy who has that mentality that you're only defined as a good, moral, decent woman because you're a verified V. Like, what? Like, I had to look at myself so many times and be like, man, I'm no longer a verified V. Does this mean that I'm a whore, a hoe, a slut, a sharmuta, like, by what my culture has said? It's like, no. I'm a woman who made a decision. Even if it didn't work out, I made that decision and it happened and I'm moving on from it. But that's my journey. It has nothing to do with you. Why does it matter to you? Why does that make me a woman who's a 25 cents a ride? Like, why? Because we allow it. You're allowing it to be a subject of conversation. So you should feel badly for yourself. Not badly for lying to people whose this is none of their fucking business. I think the most entertaining part of this question is the Muzrab part. You know, should she feel bad about lying because she's a Muzrab woman and she's no longer a virgin? And it's like, to all the Muslim women out there dealing with Muslim men who leverage this over women, I want you ladies to remember that in our faith, it is required that both a woman and a man be a fucking verified V. So if they went on a dickathon, don't you worry where you went, and it's none of their business where the fuck you went either, because as long as his dick was visiting somebody, it doesn't fucking matter where your pussy went. So remember that, because I find it always entertaining how they think, because the Arab culture is so, you know, male dominated and guys can get away with a whole bunch of shit, they're fine if they're not virgins. But if an Arab woman isn't, then she's a whore, she's a slut, she's all that. But so the Arab culture's in your favor, guys, in a lot of ways, okay? Yay. But the faith, Islam, was created in a great many ways to help give women a voice and everything. So It knows about equality, right? And that means that both sexes are judged the same, right on the subject, okay? And a great many others that they choose to ignore. Now, hopefully I'm driving this home enough to know that it's time for us ladies to say enough. Enough, all right? We women have to take our power back on this subject by saying enough. Enough lying. Enough putting on this mask. And enough sharing. Stop sharing this information with anybody unless you choose to do it. Enough of the virginity topic being on one that's acceptable or even important. If you're a verified V, wear it with pride. If you're not a verified V, wear it with pride. Whatever you are, it's nobody's fucking business at all. So if anybody asks you that question, I would want to know the reason why it's being asked and what the answer is going to tell you, or rather them, I'm sorry, about you. What's the answer to that question going to tell you about me? There needs to be more responses like, why is that relevant? Or why do you need that information? Or rather, are you, you know? The shame should really be directed towards the asker of this question. For what reason this needs to be known and what exactly it says about you to them? The shame really comes from somebody thinking it's okay to ask you that question. That's never an appropriate question to ask by anybody. Again, with one exception, you're a gynecologist. Period, okay? that's it for this week's episode of Girl Talk, Real Talk. For those of you looking for more ways to say enough in your life, please make sure to be on the lookout for my audiobook, From Broken to Fabulous, a heartbreak guide that is intended to help you find yourself rather than lose yourself after being broken from a romantic relationship or other ways that we get broken. We can get broken by losing a job we've always wanted, a pet, a family member. There's so many ways we're broken, and I feel like it's very relevant to a lot of different people in a broken state. I think that the brokenness is what builds a more amazing version of yourself, and I'd love to be a small part of that journey. So please be on the lookout. That launches December 6th, this Friday. Crazy. I am so excited to say that. Also, please make sure you're following me on Instagram at expiredandfabulous, where you can get an opportunity to post your question and have it answered in next week's episode. Until next week, penguins, stay flirty, stay fearless, but most importantly, stay fabulous.